Focus.
Wow, I'm getting hate in the chat. What up? I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And this is Unfocused, episode 235, this brought to you by
Smeargle, the painter Pokemon.
I am not surprised.
I knew they were going to get too creative with that one.
That was just like a dead giveaway.
Right? We're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
That's right.
Also youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe there. Even with all the haters in the chat called Reason saying fuck Julia, it's all right.
Haters. No. AJ, what about your unfocused week, man? You want to start us off?
Yeah, for sure. Just chilling out, you know? Not too much fighting games.
What?
Nah, I got stuck playing Stardew Valley yesterday because Wags hit me up the other day. He's like, check out what I found. And he sent me a picture of a Steam controller. And I was like, where are you at? Buy it. By the time I got to him, though, he was already gone. But he was at a thrift store. I was like, all right, I got to check this place out. And it was $7 for the Steam controller. So I actually went there myself.
$7 for a Steam controller?
Yeah, it was $8, $7.99. But yeah.
That's so fucking cheap.
Yeah. I don't remember how much I bought mine for, though. I know I talked about it when I bought it here, but,
15?
Something like that. $20 maybe. I don't remember, but I remember my controller came with the bundle with, the Steam Link too. So I don't remember exactly how much I paid for that, but I know it was super cheap. Like it was practically like $1 for the Steam Link, but, I went over there and I found it, and I bought it. Right. And they only take cash only there. So lucky enough, I brought like all these quarters with me. Because all I had was like $6-7 on me in cash. And
they let you pay quarters.
Yeah, just give them all quarters.
Fuck them.
Because I keep a bunch of quarters in my car for like, you know, parking meters in case it ever happens. But yeah, I ended up finding it.
They take card now. Spoiler alert.
I know. I guess they all do now.
No, you're right. Every now and then you'll run into old school when this coins only.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare, but it happens.
True. But yeah, just so in case no one knows, this is the Steam controller. It's like Steam or who does Steam again? Valve's, you know, controller. Where the D-pad should go and all that. It's actually all touch. It's a touch pad, so you can work it as a mouse sometimes too. It's a pretty cool controller. And why not have a second one? So I bought that. I mean, main reason why I wanted to get it too is because Stardew Valley. That's what I use to play Stardew Valley because it just feels so good to just move the mouse around when I need to. But if I don't want to use the mouse, then I can still move around like a normal controller. And then Cars, since she's playing Stardew Valley, she saw me using the Steam controller. She's like, I want that controller. I'm like, I would let you use it, but there's only one, and it's a weird controller to get used to. So I'd rather not mess with you.
It's going to annoy the shit out of her.
Yeah, but I have a second one now, so I was like, fuck it. So I'll probably let her use that like later, show her how to use it. But I just got it yesterday. Aside from that, I went to the comic book store where I always go to see what I had sitting in my folder. And I got 3 comics. I was like, oh, shit. Actually, I got 4. One was for Cars, her Paper Girls, which is right here, actually. But
oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. But yeah, Sonic issue, Sonic the Hedgehog, Tangle and Whisper number 2, and then Sonic 20 and 21. So I got some shit to read. What else have I done? Oh, yeah, my Digimon are dead.
Damn, you let them all die for?
Yeah, I got them pretty high up, though, but,
I guess you're not the Digi destined after all.
No, actually, I could revive. Actually, you know, when they die, you can recover an egg from them, and then you get a new Digimon.
Oh, that makes sense.
Every time they die, yeah. So, and then you can, you know, take care of 2 at a time. So I have 2 dead Pokemon on my screen. So whenever I want, I can get 2 new eggs. But it just got kind of just, I don't know. Like, in the beginning, like, again, when they're first babies, they're fucking annoying for the first day or two. But once they grow up to the champion level, then they're pretty mellow and they don't really bug so much. So you don't got to keep an eye on them. So I was literally checking the Digimon, like, every, like, 3 hours. And just, you know, had a couple, like, you know, shit things to clean up real quick. Now that's about it all the time. Maybe feed them, that's it. But when they're younger, you got to check it on, like, every fucking hour. Otherwise,
like real
they get sick.
Huh?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I don't really got time for all that right now. So I let them both die and just sit there with grave tombstones right there.
Oh, so you let them die?
Yeah. Well, I didn't let him die. He ended up just dying. I was like, I'm not going to recover you. I'm good.
That's what everyone says, that let people die.
And then, So last time we were playing Soul, you had some issues, right? Your stick was falling in.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, last time we played the tournament, the joystick was a little...
Yeah, we were playing with the guys
and
all
that. Probably for my rough play, right? The screws?
Exactly. And so I knew the screws got loose. So I just have a simple screws that are in there, and the nuts came off. That sounds funny. But they're called nuts. I don't know why I call them nuts. But they came off the bolt. And so I knew one thing to fix it is to get some thread lock, which is just like this blue paste kind of thing. You just drip it on there. It dries I've up.
I've seen it before, yeah.
And it holds it in tight. If you ever unscrewed something, you're like, what's this blue shit here? That's what it is, a thread lock. It helps keep it from moving from vibrations and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I put some shit on yours the other day. Have it's you used it?
Yeah, I've used it like twice.
And then it's fallen in yet, huh?
Nope.
So hopefully that settles that. And I checked my stick just to be sure because I built yours the same way I built mine. Mm-hmm. Mine had a nut gone.
What?
Yeah, one's missing. The three were still there, but one was gone. I was like, all right, let me go ahead and do some thread lock on this shit too. Right. So,
hey, better we find that now for your future designs. There'll be a set, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which I'm glad I haven't started working on
Michelle's
yet. Yeah, Michelle's yet with the Batman shit too.
Hey, take your time, my brother.
Yeah, so now I have an idea. Also, I've been looking at your stick too, and I'm noticing some other issues on your shit. I'm not sure if you noticed. Yeah, the cracks around the buttons.
I noticed it maybe a week ago.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, oh, shit, why is this shit cracked? I think I must have hit something too hard, like, eventually.
You're hitting those buttons too hard, too.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is.
I believe that.
So I need to consider that, too, and get you a bigger piece of board or a piece of wood to go there instead. So I got to look into all that. But that's pretty much all that's been going on with me, I suppose. All
right. And as for me, I've been doing a lot of horror stuff, you know, getting in the mood for the October month. Mm-hmm. I watched Event Horizon, which is a horror movie from the 90s. Except for the randomly shitty CGI, it's actually really fucking good. That shit still holds up.
What's it called?
Event Horizon.
Nah, I haven't heard of it.
It has Lawrence Fishburne and I forget his name. The guy from Jurassic Park, the adventurer guy. He was also in Jurassic Park 3. The adventurer guy.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. Oh, I don't know his name.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about, though.
Both of them are in that.
The older dude. Yeah, he was also in Bicentennial Man.
Yeah, that's the guy, yeah. So, it's really fucking good. I do recommend going back and watching that if you haven't seen it before. It actually kept my attention. The story was still dope. Only thing that, like I said, threw me off was the randomly shitty CGI here and there. You're like, okay, this is when CGI was just created.
Yeah,
I used to shit flying around, and you're like, okay, like, I'm over it. But minus that, is a great, great movie. Also, I saw Fate Stay Night, the second movie, Heaven's Feel Butterfly.
So, I can start playing the game now?
No, I played the game before, though. The fighting game in the past is pretty good. It's not my favorite, but it's definitely pretty good. We should download that shit and use it on, like, a, what's it called? An emulator or something one day.
Maybe.
But, yeah, so then I saw that. What else did I see? I think I mentioned that I saw It and Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I had a double feature of Clown around. I mentioned that last time. That's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
What else? I know I did some other cool horror stuff. Oh, yeah. I got John Carpenter's Joker comic that came out. And then I got X-Men number one. Now that whole House of X Whoa. And Powers of X is over, they're like that was the re-jump for now we're starting X-Men from the beginning. X-Men 1. I haven't read it yet, but the cover looks badass. And they gave me some free collectible cards, too, to go with it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because I guess next week there's 5 more X titles coming out that are all connected to this whole thing. And so these cards, they give you one card for each one. And so you could see which teams, like, you know, which comic you want to buy, like, which teams you want to read, basically, right. You know? And they had one that, like, decodes their mutant language, so you could use the last card
cool.
to, like...
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Because it was annoying to have to go back to the one book that has the legend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I gotta fucking flip the pages every time.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dope.
Reasons in chat saying, no Joker spoilers, please. Don't worry, I haven't seen it.
I didn't even read it, bro. Oh, you're talking about the movie?
The movie? Yeah.
I haven't seen it,
so...
Bro, it's the fucking Joker. That's the biggest spoiler I got for you. It's the fucking Joker, man. You're going to like it. Like, if you like Joker, you're going to like it. Anyway, if you like him, you'll like it. Other than that, got myself some pumpkins. I'm going to carve them up tomorrow, probably. And, yeah, I think that's about it. I think this covers the Unfocus week for the most part. It's Soul Calibur.
So.
Still playing Cass. Still like her, but still hard to get a win. I'm not totally used to her full move list yet, but
yeah.
I'm learning as I go. So, yeah, it's my Unfocus week.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we're also on.
Anything else to add? So, yeah.
We're on Twitter at Unfocus28. Also, Instagram at UnfocusPodcast. You know, leave some comments, like, subscribe, all that.
Subscribe to Apple Podcasts. So you can, like, find a podcast over there. Or go to collision28.com and find other ways to subscribe. And, of course, you can always email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com, which we have no emails.
Gibbish.
All right. So, I guess we're going to start then, right? Is that how we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is the news.
The news.
It always does that little skip at the same spot.
Really? I didn't notice it.
I don't know. I've noticed it this time, too. Damn. Anyways.
Want me to kick us off?
Yeah, go for it.
That is a big one.
Uh-oh.
So Disney Plus announced their full list of everything that'll be on drop on first day, you know?
Right.
I cannot read you guys this list.
Damn.
It's too fucking big. It's way too fucking big. I literally cannot read it. The way they put it out was a little montage video showing you a quick 10 seconds of each movie they have on there.
Mm-hmm.
This video goes for like 32 minutes.
Dang.
All the movies and shows they have. So, I mean, we already know the branches. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic. But you know, there's a lot of shit they have that you wouldn't think they'd have. Hocus Pocus, The Three Amigos.
Whoa.
The original X-Men animated series.
Reals?
The Simpsons, everything.
Simpsons, yeah.
You know, all Disney shit you would think. Mary Poppins, Sword in the Stone, whatever.
Spider-Man gonna be up there, the animated series?
Yep.
Nice.
That's gonna be there. Spider-Man Unlimited, which I don't know why you'd want to watch that if you know anything about how shitty that one is. All the Star Wars movies up to Last Jedi. What's it called? Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. You know, all the Herbie Love Bug movies.
Okay.
All the Nutty Professor movies. Both old and new.
Nutty Professor, whoa.
Yeah, all the old ones and the Eddie Murphy ones.
Oh, snaps.
They have all of them, bro. It's insane. Sandlot, I love Sandlot.
Oh, what the fuck? They have that now?
Thumbelina, didn't know that was Disney. Kazam.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be there. That random obscure Silver Surfer show from the 90s, they're going to have the whole series on there. Can of Worms, Up, Up, and Away, Miracle on 34th Street. Like, X-Men Evolution, like, everything you could think of, almost, like, they got that shit, bro. It's pretty insane. You know, Tim Allen, Santa Claus movies.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's nuts.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
I almost don't even want to keep talking about it. Cause like
all the stuff I felt like I forgot about, you know, is, like, showing up there. Yeah.
That's what the little toaster oven they could.
Oh, shit.
You know, like, just think about that, man. Like, that's there, too. So, anyway, if you guys get a chance, just look at this list. Like, I can't go over everything, but. All the original Disney cartoon movies are in there. They don't have the ones from, like, the 80s and the 90s. I think those will be swapped out at some point with these ones they have from the 1940s.
Oh, they'll bring them out soon.
Yeah, eventually they're going to... I think the Disney cartoon movies are going to be swapped out. They said something about that. Like, they're going to have, like, 15 or 20 of them available. Like, right now there's, like, 15 of them available.
So a vault still exists then, huh?
Not really... Kind of.
You said they're going to swap them out, and then they're going to push some shit into the vault and then bring in some new shit.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, we don't know to what capacity, because right now they have 15 to 20 Disney cartoon movies out for the first launch. All of them are from before 1970, like up to 1970 and before. So I'm assuming they're going to pull all these out at one point and then put all the next wave of 15 or 20 and then do it again. And then recycle throughout the years, you know, like.
I'll play the recycle out of that. That'd be cool.
That'd be smart. Like every year, you know, have the same movies come
like
out.
That? Like a seasonal thing.
It'd be smart. But we'll see.
I guess we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, November 12th is when that shit drops.
Dude, hey, and I recommend anyone who doesn't already have it, they're doing special deals and shit for signing up for it now. Do it before November 12th, because I promise you that shit is not going to be as cheap.
I should go check that out, see what they got.
I think I'm going to do it probably this weekend.
Oh, speaking of signing up for shit too.
Yeah.
Unless if you're done with that.
I am.
But something else I wanted to mention about that real quick. I forgot what it was.
Disney Plus. Marvel shows?
November 12th. I think that's all it was. But for my Unfocus week, I pre-ordered the Skullgirls shit.
Oh, you did it?
With the vinyl, yeah.
Nice.
The vinyl records, and it comes with some sticker layover for the Switch controller and all that too, which I'm probably not going to use. But I got that, and... it's not part of the news, I guess, but I'll go ahead and talk about it. The game actually comes out. It's finally announced officially to come out, I think, October 22nd. So I think by next week, they're going to be shipping out all those pre-orders and all that. So I'm excited for that. Anyways, but yeah, Disney Plus, $7 a month, comes out in about a month from now. Yeah, a little less than a month.
Less than a month, dude. It's almost crazy. News. Hit
news, yeah. All right, so... to kind of talk about what we were talking about last week. So Blizzard had that thing, that issue that happened, right?
Yep.
Where the Hong Kong dude, who by the name, I got his name, he goes by Blitz Chung. He's a high-ranking Hearthstone player. And after one of the matches on the stream, you know, he did some pro Hong Kong, you know, activists, you know, saying and had a mask on. And then, and then he got banned. He got a year suspension, and he did not get to get his $10,000 winnings at all, too. That was taken from him.
Oh, he never got to collect it at all?
He didn't get to collect it at that point. And then also the two commentators that were commentating were also fired or suspended
for a
year.
They gave him a minute to do it, right?
Yeah. And then like a week later, just last Friday, actually, Blizzard came out and said it to something else. And it's like, all right, by the way, you know, we heard your guys's, you know, outcries and all that. And we're going to undo some of the suspension shit. So they reduced his sentence to 6 months and they went ahead and gave him the pay. And the commentators also 6 months. But then a lot of people were speculating that did China have any influence on this shit? Like why this so when happened?
They told them to let it go? Like
Not that to let it go, but like why was that so severe to begin with? Did China say something to Blizzard?
They're anti-government shit, basically, right?
Yeah. But a lot of people are speculating that maybe the thing was that China has a huge market, right? And I don't think Blizzard wanted to disrupt that market. So that's why they were so harsh so soon.
I can believe it. Yeah, they say that's why Marvel is doing some of the things they do now is because they want to keep selling to China.
Yeah, because they have a big population. So that's probably what it was, too. But a lot of people are still like upset thinking that Blizzard gave in to some China demands, which they're saying, no, they had no influence on what we did. That was all us.
Yeah, that's what anybody would say.
And they still have something in their contract saying that if you... put yourself like in the middle. If you do something to put yourself in the media in like a negative remark, then they're gonna ban you or suspend you or whatever like that. And that's kind of what he did.
If they wrote it on there and that's part of your disclaimer agreement, that's your fault now. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you didn't read the disclaimer. Like, you can't just post whatever you want. Like,
but would it have been so big of a deal if he didn't get banned though? Like, what if they didn't do anything? Would anyone care?
I see what you're saying. Like, if they would have left it alone.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
So I feel like Blizzard put them in that spot, and then he got banned because Blizzard did something.
They didn't want to make China mad.
But yeah, that was the main thing, though, that they didn't want to make China mad. But yeah, but they kind of went back in it a little bit. He got to keep his money, and he's only down to 6 months instead.
Score. That's all. Six Score. Months imprisonment for talking.
Because it's a game. Anyways.
All right. Other cool news to talk about. So, HBO Max, or basically, let me start off with this part. Studio Ghibli said earlier this year they would absolutely not be offering their properties onto streaming. And I will give you the quote of what they said. They said exactly, Studio Ghibli does not make their films available digitally, whether for download or streaming, anywhere in the world. We continue to believe that presentation is vital and particularly appreciate opportunities for audiences to experience the films together in a theatrical setting or at your home on DVD. Right?
Okay.
So news broke today. HBO Max will have exclusive streaming rights for all Studio Ghibli cartoon animated movies.
How'd that happen?
I don't fucking know, bro. This comment was made earlier this year, like not even that long ago from now.
And HBO was like, let's see. We'll see about that. In the background.
Challenge,
right?
Yeah,
challenge
okay.
Accepted.
I kind of feel like if they didn't get flexed on, they were just trying really hard not to let anyone know they were going to fucking give up.
Yeah.
But, man, that's very not productive for them. I think that's pretty bad. That's a bad move. Especially for a Japanese company where people expect them to be like, oh, we're going to do it this way, like, no matter what. And you guys bitched out? Like,
yeah, for reals.
And I'm real mad about this because I got HBO Now. If you have HBO Now and HBO Go, that is not HBO Max. You will not have animated shit, and you will not have all the movies.
What the fuck is Max?
Basically, it's Warner Brothers fucking everything. Everything will be there. All my DC shit, all my HBO Now shit, everything they own will all be on HBO Max, which pisses me off because I'm paying for the DC streaming service and for HBO Now.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if they're not going to give me some deal to consolidate, I'm going to fucking drop them both because that pisses me off.
How much is Max?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I just know I don't like it.
Because if you can get all that with Max, might as well just drop it all and go to Max.
That's what I'm saying. They got to offer me a deal for it, though. Yeah. I'm not going to pay regular price for that shit after I already got two of their services. Like, fuck that.
But that would be the deal, though, is to,
I want a better deal.
Damn, okay. Is it even out yet? I don't even see anything on their page
it's
here.
It's not out yet.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
It is going to be out, but not yet, yeah. It's kind of annoying. I don't know.
Is this their shit to compete with Disney Plus or something?
Mm-hmm. This was only announced maybe 2 months ago. So it's definitely competition for fucking Disney.
Alex. Oh, so looks like they're gonna have a whole mess of bring it back. Warner Brothers, TBS, CNN, Boomerang, Cartoon Network, DC. I can't see this other one. True TV, TNT, and Adult Swim. So all of that is gonna be part of this.
Yo, HBO Max owns Adult Swim, or is that just part of their deal?
Oh, I think that's New Line Cinema. That's the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. But no, you're right. Adult Swim at the end there.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out, like, what's that AS shit? I've seen that before.
Yeah.
But wow. Yeah, so that's everything they're going to have under this HBO Max, I guess. Which seems pretty good. Did
it does look really good.
Yeah.
The streaming wars have begun, AJ.
I especially like with Boomerang on there and Adult Swim. That sounds pretty dope. And then Warner Brothers shit. You know, New Line Cinema, you know, we can see that shit.
I'm so fucking mad. I have two things out of that list.
2020. Well, then all you got to do is, like, drop them both, and then you fucking just sign up for this shit.
I want them to give me a good deal for it. I want them to fucking...
Well, I'm pretty sure this would be, you know, hooked up pretty good. I don't think it's going to cost you $30. Like, if you're paying $15 and $15 for each right now, I don't think it's going to be $30. It better not be.
I'm feeling like you can get some kind of discount for previously owning more than one of their services if you want HBO Max. I'm going to fuck with them and see. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to work like that. It's either you drop them both and get this, or you just pay for fucking different things.
Fuck that.
I think that's what it's going to be.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. all right, so other news. Paul Dano. You ever heard of this guy?
No.
Well, you're about to hear about this motherfucker. This motherfucker is the new Riddler.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. They have casted Riddler in Batman. He's from a movie called There Will Be Blood. That's the one thing I saw him in there, and
oh man, but we're getting a new Batman now. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's happening. It's real. It's gonna be a younger Batman. So you know, it's Robert Pattinson, the guy from Twilight, right?
Mm, yeah.
But yeah, so this guy Paul Dano from There Will Be Blood, he was casted as Riddler.
Okay.
And then there's also Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, is casted as Catwoman.
Oh wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So this Batman movie is like really fucking happening. Apparently, today the deals with Jonah Hill broke down, so Jonah Hill is not going to be involved in this Batman movie after all. I think we were talking about last week that they were talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not involved. Or I guess the talks didn't work out, so he's not involved now.
To go back to the last story real quick, Diplomats in chat saying, CNET said HBO Max could launch for $15 a month.
That's not bad. I'd still prefer Disney Plus's $8 a month.
Seven. It's like seven, yeah. But, I mean, of course, a lot of shit on this HBO Max is not going to be on Disney. So, you know, if you want them both,
you probably have to
kind of how that works.
Streaming wars. Yeah. You're today at AMC announced that they're going to have a streaming service.
I heard about that. Yeah.
People are wondering what that means. Does that mean you're going to be able to stream a movie?
Yeah, I heard that they're doing something like that. Yeah, where you can stream movies at home.
But does that not dismantle the whole movie theater thing right there?
But I don't think it's going to be like the current movies. I feel like maybe they'll wait a couple months.
One that's been out for 2 weeks, three weeks,
something like that, maybe. Yeah,
because I was like, dude, if you can just bypass the whole thing and just fucking watch it at home,
kind of defeats the purpose. Yeah,
yeah. What's the point of the fucking movie theaters? Like, that's the shit that's gonna piss people off a lot.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But anyways, this dude, think he's gonna be a good Riddler?
Yeah, I saw the scene that he has from There Will Be Blood, and he's like a religious freak. And he's, like, manipulating people into, like, kind of believing what he believes.
Mm.
I feel like that's very, like, how Riddler is. Like, you know, right. He's kind of fucking with you and fucking with your head until you kind of, like, go crazy or believe him.
I hope they do it good.
I think they will. I mean, it's Matt Reeves. I don't know how amazing he is, but I like the cast and I like what he's going for. He says he wants a dark Batman that still has, like, powers and crazy villains and shit. But he wants him to be dark and he wants him to be a detective.
Okay, that's cool.
And I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'm like, that's something we've never gotten, really. So I'm like, I'm down with that.
All right.
We'll see. I don't know if the movie's going to be good. AJ, some news for me?
Yeah, so the other day, on Sunday, actually, I believe, Fortnite ended. So, like, you know, Fortnite's a game that everyone plays.
It's
big
over?
Map. And it ended. Like, something happened in the story. Like, they always do something weird, like a little thing that happens. And in this one... A black hole, like, appeared, or I think it was a black...
Oh, I saw it! It was all over online. A black hole sucked in their whole universe or something, right?
Yeah, the whole thing. Even if you try to log into the game, you just get the black hole. That's it. There's no, like, title screen. Like, it might have been a title screen, but there's no, like, menu screen or anything, like, nothing like that. Even the Twitter account was gone. Any social media shit was just gone.
I didn't know this extent of it. Wow,
yeah, it
fuck?
Was that much, yeah. And, like, anyone that logged into the game just saw the black hole. So, like, no one could play. And it was like that for a couple days. There was a Twitch channel, too, that just showed the black hole.
Yeah, because
so you went to the Twitch channel. All I saw was a black hole there.
There was a thing on YouTube. It was a bunch of different players showing what happened when they logged in, and basically their character would log in and exist there for a second, and then they'd watch all this cool shit happen, and then they would get sucked into the black hole, and then it'd be over.
Yep.
And I was like, so this is just gonna keep happening to every character? And I guess
it does, right? It was just a thing, yeah. So the game went dead, so everyone was like, what's going to happen? Is that literally the end of Fortnite? Like, what's going to happen next? And a lot of other people that were, like, really thinking about, like, yeah, they're going to drop a new map or something pretty soon. And, yeah, on Tuesday, Chapter 2 dropped. And they have a brand new map, finally, because for the last, like, 10 seasons or some shit, it's been the same map over and over. And I think there's going to be, like, a slightly new engine now. See, it says they're gonna add some shit like they're gonna add some fishing activities into it now.
Like Zelda,
more competition geared features like what the heck? Oh, ways to heal and protect squad mates. Oh, that sounds cool. New hiding mechanics, a new XP system to improve on someone of the previous tendency. What? I don't know what that means. But anyways, yeah, just new shit. The new engine. You can fish now. That's weird. There might be a reason to do that. Yeah, protection and stuff like that. So when you're playing squad modes, so that sounds cool. But yeah, slightly new engine and all that, but pretty much same old Fortnite. New map though, which sounds cool. And hopefully, I think everyone's thinking too, this is probably a way, because you know when games update their servers, the game goes dead for like a couple hours. Street Fighter does that a lot. I think that's what it was. I think it was a one huge big server update that was going to take them a couple days. So they made something kind of crazy and elaborate to kind of get the people thinking about it, rather than say, oh, we're going to do some server maintenance to update the new system and all that. So that was pretty clever. But yeah, new Fortnite, go check it out. Hopefully this allows them, if they implement into like a new server, new engine and all that, hopefully that will give them, maybe they gave themselves the ability to like update new maps like more frequently or add new maps to it eventually. So that would be cool if they did that too. But yeah, new Fortnite. So all you Fortnite players, don't be worried, it's back.
All right. Other news. Okay, so Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Sometimes.
If you're old school and you remember this shit, there was a show on Nickelodeon with live-action kids and stuff. I think we actually talked about this a few months ago.
Yes, we did.
It's happening. I believe there's a trailer out now. It's going to be a full-on movie, but they're going to show it as a three-part limited series on TV, kind of like how they used to do back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So they're going to chop it up and kind of like show you in parts what it is.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be really good, but the only weird thing is that this one is supposedly it's going to be... let me read the specific line. The main character's name is Rachel, right? And she's an outsider that moved into town. And, you know, she's having a hard time. And the Midnight Society notices her and tries to get her to join them, you know?
Okay, I was going to say, like, is this going to be the Midnight Society telling a story that's going to be a movie? Or is this the Midnight Society actually having a thing going on?
Yeah, no, they actually have a thing going on in the movie. They're trying to find this new girl and get her to join them. But it gets weird. This is where either you and I are going to be really excited or disconnected. The episode takes its time to introduce the characters, blah, blah, blah. All right. The horrors of Rachel's first story submission based on her nightmares bleed over into her real waking life. Something that will affect them all. The Midnight Society is no longer passive storytellers in this reimagining. They'll be confronting horror head on with their own sense of agency.
So it sounds like it might be like a reboot where they're not telling stories now. They're going to be part of these stories.
They're going to be telling the stories, but kind of like they're coming to life. Like the stories are coming real, which to me isn't Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No.
It sounds fun, but it doesn't sound like Are You Afraid of the Dark to me. Like defeats the point almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm not sure if I don't like it, but it doesn't feel this. It's not going to feel the same.
I'll still watch it.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I don't remember too much of Are You Afraid of the Dark. I just remember they got around a campfire at night, come through with food and all that, and then they'll tell a story.
They pull out the candle at the end.
They look kind of creepy. The stories, I never remember any of the stories, though. That sounds interesting. So it's going to show it on Nickelodeon and shit, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Nickelodeon thing. So, all right, cool. My turn?
Yeah, one more, and then let's do some music of the week for now.
All right, so... Soul Calibur, since we're talking about Soul Calibur, right? They got something new going on pretty soon. So we knew this season 2 was going to be coming for Soul Calibur. We don't know when, though. We still don't know when, but they're showing off that Soul Calibur is introducing some new moves. Have you seen this trailer yet?
I've seen. Is the one that we saw at EVO?
No. At EVO, we just saw, what's his name? Amaru.
I saw new moves. We saw some people do new moves in the EVO shit.
Really?
Yeah, like briefly. They didn't show us the details. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, like actual new moves.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember when they first showed us that shit, Evo. They did show a couple characters doing new shit.
I think I remember that.
But they didn't explain it.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything. We were just like, what the fuck is that? Mm. So now they're actually officially showing us new stuff.
But that's all they're doing is showing us. They're not actually telling us, like, what's going on.
How it works.
Yeah, how it works.
Oh, isn't that not an old move?
I don't think that was an old move.
Where she drives the ground?
I don't remember that.
Well, that's new for sure.
But yeah,
that's an old move.
Yeah, that one looks old for sure. Anything he does,
he's
new.
All new. Yeah,
this motherfucker too.
Oh hell no, he can't start doing that shit again.
That's kind of new.
The fuck was that?
Yeah, I think he has that move in Tekken.
That's a new move too. With Nightmare, what Siegfried just did. That's an old tier move. Hers is all new.
Yeah. A little, yeah. That was new.
That low?
Yeah.
Ooh. Why is this bitch getting new moves? You just got here. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm just like, what?
Oh, she has some lightning shit now, too. So.
Oh, fucking no.
Yeah. But coming soon, so we don't know an actual date before. Yet. But hopefully within the next month, I hope. That would be cool. Because I think the year anniversary is like up already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But how did we get these moves? Because if you notice, a lot of the new moves they showed us were all kind of like flashy, right? They kind of glow.
Yeah, they're
all
like some. Maybe they're all just moves or new guard break moves.
Or type of EX moves, maybe? Because Yoshimitsu has a bunch of shit where he can use his meter to do some flashy moves, right?
That's true.
So I think everyone's going to get some shit like that now.
It makes sense. I never understood why only he could do that. I'm like, that's
Yoshi,
such a big fighting game thing.
I think
like,
there's only one other character that can do something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was,
I think
though.
Is it Zossalamo? You're right.
Maybe.
There is someone else that
there
uses
someone else.
Their meter as they fight.
Yeah.
Maybe Nightmare, actually.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I don't know. But it's someone else. But now it looks like everyone's going to have a chance to be able to use their soul meter to actually do like additional cool moves and all that. Give them an advantage right there. So that sounds pretty dope, and I can't wait for that.
All right, with that said, let's jump into the music of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Get this right here. Where are you? Music of the week. Bam.
Music of power.
That's right. Music of the week. It's part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
That's right.
And what are we listening to? Who's first?
I'll start off. Mine is actually a brand new song by Gangstar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know Gangstar.
Didn't we do like a whole Gangstar thing the other day? No, that was a premiere.
DJ yeah, that premiere. Was premiere. Yeah, which you know is not too far off.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is an unreleased track.
Nice.
It's originally a Gangstar track. You know, obviously Guru is like mad dead, and so.
Damn.
This track was completed with J. Cole.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. That's this new Gangstar track. It's called Family and Loyalty. AJ?
Alright, my track this week. I don't think it has any lyrics, but it's called Hype Up by Machine Drum. It's kind of like on the EDM side of it.
Alright. And we'll be back after these messages, guys.
Yeah. So sit back, take a seat, chill out. We'll be right back. Wishes.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
Diamonds are forever like friends that'll kill for you. Went up in a jewelry store, burglary, steal for you. Bill with you, split the diamond in two, ice blue. Treasure, try to disrespect our kinship, I don't like you. And now you X'd out the fam, but I'm cashing checks with Premier on his jam. Robin Leach, interviews on the beach. When we shake hands, nothing but ice on the reach. And I teach like the rap Reverend Ike. Without the perm, I preach. There's more you need to learn. I return for my street.
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, that was a Hype Up by Machine Drum.
That's right. That was my track. The first one was
Loyalty by Gangstar.
That's right. And this is Unfocus, a podcast brought to you by Collision 28.
Yeah, bish.
And then, yeah, so we'll be back.
Let's do it.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What?
Let's get it! AJ, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, so some other news to go over. Mega Man Collection. There's a new collection coming out for the Switch, and it's going to have a bunch of games. It includes a Mega Man 11 booklet, a 30th anniversary art piece, and copies of Mega Man Legacy Collections 1 and 2. Mega Man X Legacy Collection 1 and 2, and Mega Man 11. Don't have a date on it, but it looks like it's going to go for whatever the equivalent of 10,989 yen is.
Right.
American dollars. How much is that roughly?
What's the amount again?
10,900.
It's like $100. It's like $190.
Fuck, really?
10,000? Oh no, that's $109. Sorry, $109.
Oh.
10,900, right?
10,989.
Yeah, it's $109.
Roughly.
110.
Okay, but yeah, that's what it is. If anyone likes Mega Man and wants it on the Switch. There's a Switch.
Rockman,
that's right.
All right, this is a little quick piece of news. If anybody remembers that little mini comic that used to come out in both the Funny Pages and his individual books called Bone, and sometimes it would it had other connections called Phony Bone and Phone Bone. It's a little character with a globy type of head. He's like a little skeleton guy.
Are they connected to the knee bone?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the song would say so. But anyway, if anyone remembers that, it's by Jeff Smith. It's from the 90s.
Were they once rappers?
Full-on Netflix cartoon.
Ooh.
It's starting next year. And yeah, like it says, originally it's a popular comic from back like in the 90s.
Oh, I didn't
like
know that. That's funny.
It's called Bone. If you saw him, you'd probably know who he is. But yeah, that's getting a full-on Netflix. Everybody's getting a Netflix show.
Seriously. When's ours going to come out? Shit, Unfocus.
Unfocus, the Netflix show. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony sounds good.
I wonder who's gonna play us.
I don't know.
We'll cast you guys. Cast us, all right? That's the focused question. Cast us.
Will Smith for T.
I don't want my movie to bomb though.
Fuck, damn. Too soon, T. Shit.
Well, that means you heard about Gemini Man, huh?
Oh no, I haven't. It bombed. Oh, that sucked. That looked pretty good.
I know it did look good. I heard it was fucking whack.
Damn, that sucks. Anyways, in other news, this is a company that makes, I guess, retro systems or something, I guess. I think they're called Analog. But they announced this the other day. It's called, what's it called? The Analog Pocket, I think is what it's called. Can you guess what it's supposed to mimic?
Oh, it looks like a Game Boy.
Yeah, so it's like a Game Boy system. It actually does play the Game Boy cartridges. As well as Game Boy Advance, and this is gonna come out for like $200 sometime next year, but it has some pretty cool specs in it. It has a 3.5-inch 665 PPI LCD display with a 1600 by 1440 resolution, which sounds pretty high. That's bigger than 1080. Or no, it's not. Is it? Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, 1920 by 1080. So yeah, it has a high resolution. It's great. That's all you gotta know. And it has a built-in backlight, which is awesome, which the original Game Boy and Game Boy Advance did not have until the SP. It's powered by a rechargeable lithium-ion battery, which the originals did not have as well until the SP, which you can charge via USB-C. And it also includes an SD card slot. That sounds cool. It has a headphone jack, and it also has the ability to remap the buttons on it. And then it even has a built-in synthesizer called a Nanoloop, which I'm not sure if that means you can access it without any games or what, but that sounds pretty cool for creating like chiptunes and stuff like that. And then also the company is also working on creating some adapters that will fit into the same slot that will allow you to play stuff from like the Game Gear or Neo Pocket Color or even the Atari Lynx, stuff like that. So if anyone has any old school cartridges laying around, you don't have a system to play it on, or you just don't like it because it's all not working, screen looks like crap, wait out for this. This looks pretty cool. I think I might get one of these because that sounds pretty dope. It looks pretty sleek, too. It reminds me of an iPod almost.
Yeah, it does look like an iPod. It has that feel for sure.
Yeah. Apparently it has a dock, too. That's cool. Oh, sold separately.
But my bad. Very Apple of them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it does look like an Apple product, the way it's built and all that.
Yeah.
And it has a Game Boy Advance layout, too, it looks like. It has the D-pad and it has the four buttons instead of the two, like the A and B, like the original Game Boy had. But yeah, look out for that sometime next year.
All right. Jeopardy, the show of facts and knowledge.
Are they
fucked up hardcore for the gamers?
As they do normally.
Yeah, they aired a bogus Tetris question.
Oh, wow. What was it?
So, the question is, the answer, okay, let me tell you the answer before I tell the question, and you'll be like, what the fuck, right? The answer is, what is Tetris? All right, but the question is, the game with seven rotatable blocks seven rotatable blocks used in this video game have names like Orange Ricky, Hero, and Smash Boy.
What the fuck?
It also included images on the seven blocks with arrows indicating which ones of them own these names. So basically it looks something like this. I couldn't find an image of it online, like straight up.
So they showed the pieces on the screen.
And they said that the pieces had names.
There, you know what? There might be one game that named them.
Is it Tetris Attack?
No, it wasn't Attack, because Attack didn't have those pieces.
Okay, well, either way, check it out. So, everyone was confused, and whoever answered it got it wrong. And they were like, you know, everyone was like, what the fuck's going on with this question? And then Hakemon Miike, which is a Tetris executive, ooh, responded to this video and reposted it and said, Jeopardy, that's not true. It's a hoax, and that picture you posted is photoshopped.
It was a hoax?
Yeah, like there's no name for their pieces, you know?
Yeah.
He said, I hope you didn't play this during a game because it wasn't properly fact-checked. I have this game on NES. There are no names in the manual. And this is the head of Tetris right now. You know, he's like, he even went back to the manual just to make sure Jeopardy was, you know, wasn't tripping.
Well, I feel like he did that because I know Tetris, it like the game makers,
weird manuals.
Not that they have weird manuals, but they don't make the games all the time. They have the right to the game, but they license it to different companies. That's why we get so many different versions of Tetris, is because, you know, they let people make different versions of the same game. So, whatever manual he's referring to is like, we didn't make that game, but I had the manual to that game for the people who made it, and none of that's there.
Yeah, basically.
That's crazy. Those names kind of sound familiar, but not for Tetris pieces.
You know, I that first name that they said, Orange, what did they say? Orange Tommy or whatever the fuck? I was like, that sounds like that's from something else.
Yeah.
I feel the same way as you do.
That's funny.
Yeah, man, it's weird.
I think they screwed up something else one time, too, a while back with gaming.
Yeah, they've made mistakes in the past.
Yeah.
Someone did find eventually that there was a some kind of book for one of the American Tetrises where a couple of these names were found.
Ooh.
But they weren't like connected to the blocks. So it's kind of like, this is really weird. We might have to do some of our own unfocused research to see where this is coming from. I might have fun doing that this week.
You know what? Where's my... I'll get my switches right there. Because I have the Tetris Puyo Puyo Bop, or Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Oh, yeah. That shit confused the fuck out of me. I couldn't play that shit.
There are characters in that game that are named. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll do some research for sure.
Anyways, that's interesting. That's funny.
AJ?
Pokemon? Yes, Pokemon. Announced something big, literally, the other day. So the Gigantamax Pokemons, they're coming hard to Pokemon Sword and Shield. So this is what they are when they evolve, look freaking super huge and shit like that.
What the fuck?
But there's new forms where a Pokemon doesn't just get big, but he actually gets a new form. So when it's Pikachu, you know, Gigantamax, what's it called?
He changes Gigantamax.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
His form kind of changes a little bit. He might get some new moves and do something different. Yeah, he gets a new move. G-Max Volt Crush, it's called. His tail is longer, too.
You know, bro, this is the new Pokemon game?
It paralyzes all opponents, yeah.
I don't like this. This looks really fucking weird. Giant Pikachus? Like, why?
Yeah. They only do that for like three moves. That's it. And then they resort back. But this is like a new mode. This is something that this region has created. And that's why it's part of the game.
Speaking only objectively. This shit looks lame. That's just me.
I am not excited by this either. This Eevee looks pretty interesting, though.
I mean, it looks cool. That's not the problem. It's like, why are they giant? Like, I don't know. It's just weird. And then why would they change forms based on that and have... It's just weird.
Sometimes they explain it in the game. But from what I understand, too, remember when I was reading about this, is that this is a mode that's unique to this region. It's like something they do with their old stadiums and all that. So it's not like a whole new thing that everyone does. It's just for this region they do this.
That's even weirder. That's weirder. Like, I don't know. I don't think I like this. But you know what? I'll wait till the game comes out and I hear some reviews from you guys playing it. I'm not playing it, so I don't know.
If I don't have to do this Mega Evolution shit, then I'll be happy. But hopefully, I'm also hoping that this is not part of actual competitive gameplay.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, it looks like serious shit. Like, it's in a fucking arena and shit.
Oh, we get an exclusive early bonus too. Oh,
they're bringing back mystery gifts?
I don't know. Maybe. Nah, I don't think you can like this gift. It's a different Meowth for this version. His coin changed.
Oh, his coin has a different symbol on it.
Also, those that Pikachu and Eevee, you can only get those versions in the Giga form if you have the Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee.
Oh, okay. I mean, it makes it a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And then Let's Go Meowth if you have that version. No, I was kidding. But
I was like, that thing? I was going to ask you. I was like, for real?
But yeah, that's coming out next month. Yeah, November 15th. Right after Disney Plus.
And it doesn't make me want to buy it. I'll say that. But I'm going to wait and hear what I hear.
I'm going to get it just because Pokemon, and it's on the Switch, and I want to take the Switch with me and play Pokemon. But I'm not that hyped for that part of it. Everything else looks dope.
Yeah.
And the story sounds cool. But that... I forget what it's called. Gigantamax?
Gigantamax, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that shit. Sorry, okay. Pokemon.
And some quick news... So Matrix 4 has been making a lot of jumps and leaps forward lately, like as far as casting and stuff. They already said they got the original three back. They got Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne,
mm-hmm.
and you know the girl who played Trinity. I can never remember her fucking name, but she's awesome.
She was in Daredevil. Or
Yeah. She was. She was the Hogarth, right?
Yeah, Hogarth. Yeah. Jessica Jones.
Yeah, her boss or whatever. But just recently, speaking of Jessica Jones and the Marvel shit, Jessica Henwick has been added to the fucking cast list for this new series.
That's cool.
And anyone knows, or for the new Matrix series, I should say, anyone knows she's actually really fucking good at martial arts. Like, watching her fight is better than watching almost anyone else fight in the whole show.
Yeah, she definitely made fucking Iron Fist mm-hmm. awesome.
She did. She made it fun. Her and Misty Knight, I feel like, made it entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's going to be in it. I don't know her role or her capacity. But since it's a continuation of The Matrix, I'm assuming that she's going to be a brand new character with a brand new story going on.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just excited because she's so good at fighting and
she's
going
to come in as a new Iron Fist
basically.
To The Matrix.
Fuck, I don't want to think about some shit. But yeah, so keep an eye out for the next Matrix. You're going to be seeing our girl Jessica Henwick kick some ass in there.
That's cool. Nice.
AJ?
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, we heard at Evo that... one of the creators, or one of the co-founders of Evo, was actually working with Riot Games on building a new fighting game with them. And Riot Games, they're popular for League of Legends. That's their thing.
Oh, that's their thing. Okay.
Yeah, so they make League of Legends. But the dude from Evo, I think it's Tom Cannon, he actually is working with them, too, on building this fighting game. And they dropped a little something about this fighting game. And here is a little screenshot. Pretty much though, they didn't really say anything at all other than, yeah, we're working on a fighting game. You know, it's looking pretty good.
Is it original or is it themed?
It's original.
Okay.
But it's an original game, but based off the League of Legends characters.
Oh, wow. So
imagine taking those characters out of League of Legends and putting them in a fighting game. That's pretty much what it is.
That's pretty cool.
They also show off some arcade cabinets. So I'm not sure if this game is going to come out in arcade machines. But they showed off some arcade cabinets. But the game looks like it's a Street Fighter, pretty much. That's what it looks like. So it looks like a Street Fighter. It's a 2D fighter in that case. So looks cool. I guess we'll wait until it actually comes out. And then after they showed this off a little bit, then he says, like, yeah, we're going to go dark after this. So don't expect any other news other than what we just announced right now until, like, later until we're ready. But they've been working on this for a few years now. So sounds exciting, new fighting game. And it's being developed by someone who's part of Evo. So they know
fighting games.
They know fighting games, and they kind of know what the community wants and what will work in tournament scenes. And plus, League of Legends is a big tournament game anyways. So they should have a good focus on making it really balanced. And stuff like that. But yeah, Riot Games.
All right. If anyone doesn't know, you know, they've been slowly ending these CWDC shows,
mm-hmm.
minus this new Batwoman show that started coming out, but apparently it has the worst ratings of any show in a long time.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's really weird. But anyway, DC movies will start doing their thing a little bit more. And basically... how can I put it? DC shows with the CW. Mm-hmm. They're having their crossover they have every year between all their TV shows.
They do that every year?
Every year.
Oh, wow.
There's
okay.
some kind of crisis, because that's a thing in DC. Like, a crisis is their crossover events where all the teams or all the heroes meet up. They do this every year for the CW shows, too. And this one is named after the most famous one.
Midlife Crisis.
True. But no, Crisis on Infinite Earth. And... this is one you've definitely seen the cover before. This isn't the main cover, but the main cover has Superman holding like a dead Supergirl on the cover.
Damn.
And that's basically the storyline they're going with. And they're getting real Ooh. Deep with it. Because I don't know if you remember that whack ass movie Superman Returns, but the guy in Legends of Tomorrow was the guy who played that Superman. And he's going to be replaying his role as Superman in that, right?
Okay.
And then the guy from Smallville is going to be in it. What playing his role as Superman.
What? Okay.
The thing about the name is Crisis on Infinite Earths. It's a crisis affecting multiple universes.
Yeah. Wow.
And then so they got the dude from Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
On top of Smallville, the guy from Lois and Clark is going to come in and be Superman 2. And then they got the voice from the old Batman cartoon is going to play old Batman from Batman Beyond's world.
Wow.
And so now... like they're pulling from everybody, bro. They're making references. And apparently the Teen Titans from this DC streaming service show,
mm-hmm.
which is supposedly not connected to the CW shit at all, apparently they're going to make a cameo in it. Yeah, it's like, whoa, you guys are fucking... They're even reaching into the movies because they have that guy who played Superman in one of the movies
yeah.
playing him again. They're going fucking deep with this.
Christopher Reeve's coming through too?
Oh, man. Might as well at this point, right? Like, just go all the way. But, yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts what they're doing. And then so finally, they got some members from Michael Keaton's Batman Returns creative staff. Now, Michael Keaton's not going to be in this, but there's people from the team from his movie, and apparently there's going to be a very strong homage to the Batman Returns in this one.
What?
Yeah, so they're even going to touch the Michael Keaton one, too. All these are going to cross together.
Wow.
Just like in the comic. It's pretty interesting. Like, I'm like, I don't know how you guys had the money to fucking do this. This is
seriously,
insane.
For a TV episode?
For a
thing?
TV, yeah, it's a four-parter, but it's one episode to each person's show. So that's a lot of money right there. Like,
damn.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know how this is going to play out. I can't imagine it going... I feel like it's going to be dope just enough that you have all these people involved. Like, right away, it's probably going to be at least okay, you know?
And these infinite crises, or these crises that happen, do one of them reset universes?
One of them did, yeah. The one from 2 years ago reset some things, so some people were in different places and different reality things had happened.
Well, they're going to do some shit like that.
Well, Arrow's...
They need to bomb their universe at some point and start from scratch.
Arrow, that's funny you said that. Well, Arrow's ending this season. This is the last season for Arrow.
Okay, I think I've heard that.
And it's funny because they introduced the villain of this season. They just finally told you the villain of that whole crossover event. And the villain is the Anti-Monitor. The Anti-Monitor. And he's like a really fucking powerful god.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who kills Flash in the 1970s comics.
Oh, wow.
For 40 years, Flash changed from Barry Allen to Wally West mm-hmm. because this motherfucker killed Barry Allen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So people think the Barry Allen we know might fucking die in this crossover. But, you know, they could be just fucking with us.
Who knows?
I don't even watch the shows anymore. I will watch this event, though.
Yeah, you were watching Flash for a while, right?
Yeah, I watched Flash for 2 or 3 seasons, and then it got really predictable and boring, so I stopped watching it.
Okay.
I watched Legend of Tomorrow for 2 seasons. It was really dope. But I don't know. For some reason, I just didn't feel interested anymore. And then, like, as I kept looking at how the seasons were doing, they kept crashing and crashing and crashing. And then when their crisis shit comes out, their ratings fucking spike back up. Because, like, all of them, you know, cross over to each other and shit. Like, Supergirl, all of them. So, like, it's like, I was like, okay, I'm just going to wait for the events every time.
Maybe they got to do more crossovers, just little cameos once in a while.
Yeah, that made people happy, bro.
Yeah. And that's what the Marvel universe is going, now that they have all their, you know, characters established, they just show up once in a while.
Dude, they've made whole genres, like, whole movie franchises exist based on cameo appearances now, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. Like, Spider-Man showed up once and then got fucking a trilogy.
Yeah.
You know?
And then who else did that? Black Panther and Civil War. Yep. Yeah, both of them actually. Yeah, Spider-Man and Black Panther
In the same movie.
Yeah. And then Nick Fury's has been popping up randomly in some of the movies too. Mm-hmm. And of course, you had Iron Man and Spider-Man. So, like, these little crossovers do help. And so, yeah, again, I think DC's taking notes from Marvel. So
it's funny that they're doing it with a show that's too late. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this show's fucking... It's already burned. They could have done this earlier and everyone would have been so fucking hyped, you know?
Yeah, we've gone through this conversation so many times with DC.
Yeah, we have. All right, let's talk about something else. AJ, some news. Hit us.
Oh, man. So another news that doesn't involve remakes, or maybe it does. Sonic the Hedgehog. There was like a little thing that came out showing that supposedly this might be a new artwork for him. Actually, I don't even have a picture of it. Let me go see if I can find it right now. But... I think next month was supposed to be the day that the original movie date was supposed to be coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's in February, which we know they moved. I wonder if we can find that picture, because there was a picture going around saying, oh, yeah, look, this is a sneak peek of them redoing the Sonic model for the movie. Where is it? Oh, no. No one has it. I don't know why this video. Oh, yeah, this is it. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That looks way more like fucking Sonic.
Supposedly leaked. But does it feel like he would fit in a real life universe, though? That's the one thing that kind of bugs me with this Sonic right now. But yeah, he looks dope. He has his gloves. His eyes look better. But he looks too cartoony for a real life version, you know?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I wouldn't mind it so much.
I wouldn't mind it either. I don't care.
The only reason I wouldn't mind is because, like, I've seen a lot of things now where you have a human talking to Sonic and he's this tall, you know, looking like Sonic and shit. I'm kind of like okay with it now. I've seen it so many random different.
Yeah,
mediums.
No, I don't want Sonic to be fucking like 5 foot tall. No, he needs to be like 3 feet,
like,
4 foot.
Yeah,
max.
Exactly. Like, take him out of his world. So I feel like this could work. I'm just happy his face looks good and his eyes look good, dude.
Right.
He was freaking me the fuck out before, so like, I'm like, he looks good now.
And he has his gloves now.
He's got the gloves. The gloves make a big difference, dude.
Yeah,
they really do.
They do. But yeah, let's hope this is an actual thing, or at least close to like a final version for what we're going to see for the movie, which we haven't seen since that one trailer came out and got, you know, kind of bombed trailers, man. You ever see a trailer bomb?
Nah, it's rare.
But yeah, so let's hope that's a thing. And to go along with that story too, if you're looking for a Halloween costume, this might be a scary.
Oh, hell no. What the fuck?
Supposedly this has been showing up.
Bro, why would they do that?
The Sonic movie is not even out, but they already created a costume for that Sonic. And it looks fucking scary. Like, no gloves, you know? And then you just use your actual face. There's no Sonic mask. It's just a whole body outfit.
Is it weird to say I want it? Makes me want to wear it more, actually.
But yeah, this is an actual thing you can find somewhere. So $20, not a bad price if you want to scare people for Halloween.
If you want to scare people.
Yeah, being the scary-ass Sonic.
All right, a couple more pieces of news. I'm going to give you one rumor and one fact. How about that?
And then I got to guess which one's real and which one's the rumor.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I know, right?
All right, well, okay.
Oh, for real, we're going to do that?
You want to try?
Okay, sure.
All right. I'm going to tell you two pieces of news right now. You guess, whichever one you guess will be the one I talk about first. News one. Captain America 4 is announced.
Okay.
And news two. Kevin Feige becomes the head of all of Marvel, comic books included.
Okay, I've heard that one. Oh, comic books included.
No, comic books included.
Okay, that sounds weird.
Which one is the false news, AJ?
One's a rumor and one's fact, you said, right?
I did say that.
I think the Kevin Feige one's fact.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So basically what's going on here, I'll talk about the fact first then.
Okay.
Kevin Feige has been giving a new title in Disney, And he's the creative control officer of Marvel, CCO of Marvel.
Nice.
And this title includes not only the MCU, it also includes the Marvel television shows.
Nice.
And also includes Marvel comics.
Awesome.
So any creative
I'm not sure about the comics, but that's cool.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Kanye on this one. No one man should have all that power. Real shit, bro. Like, I feel like that just might... That might fuck this shit up a little bit, because I told you how everyone knows, if you've listened to this show, I'm really mad about the fact that there's a Defenders comic mimicking the Defenders in the show when that's not the Defenders.
Mm.
The Defenders, Submariner, Hulk, and Doctor Strange, you know?
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? And to me, I kind of feel like this might be the birth of more shit like that. But I don't know. I'm going to hope that Feige has a pretty good sense, which he seems to. Had a pretty good sense about not oversaturating a market.
How much involvement did Feige have in the Netflix stuff?
Nothing.
So then you can't blame Feige for that. So he can fix that.
I'm not blaming him for it. I'm just saying, one person to be controlling all those things, I can see this. That's how that Defenders comic was born. You know, like Jeff Loeb controlling the TVs and parts of the comics.
Ah, okay.
It's like, let's make a comic about these guys. Let's hype it up. You know, let's get everyone into it. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, fuck that shit, bro. I don't like that shit. And I just really hope the comics don't start doing that to hype up the movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, too. Like the comic has their own universe already. Keep that thing going as it's going. Do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all the fucking media stuff, all the movies and TV stuff needs to have a connection. Or at least just come out and straight up tell us, like, okay, the TV and the movies are super separate things. Make them separate, then.
Well, apparently...
But don't do that. The whole, that's horrible.
Apparently the movement of this is to make everything... honest to what they told us in phase two, that it's all connected.
Yeah.
I heard that's the whole goal, is to make the movement towards really making every Marvel TV show, every Marvel property, obviously aside from the animated shit, they want it all connected. They want it all streamlined. They want, like, this is Marvel.
Anything live action should be all connected.
Yeah, basically, basically. And so, yeah, I think that's them trying to move forward on that goal. You know, they're trying to get this all to make sense.
Yeah.
And it is smart to let the person controlling the movies do this. Because, I mean, the comics have been doing this. The comics have been setting up shit for the movies slightly. Like Thanos' Black Order, they came from a comic that came out just 2 years ago.
Mm, so now it's set up.
Like, the whole storyline for that movie was done from back in the 60s, the 80s or whatever.
Okay.
But those characters, like the Black Order, they were only from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So the comics have been setting up the movies. I just don't want it to get too much. I don't want it to be too much where it's like, okay, we're just reading and watching the same shit back and forth. Like, that's lame to me. But,
I get that.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that this also echoes what we were talking about Ghost Rider last week. Mm-hmm. That Feige pulled Ghost Rider from the show to make it a movie.
Yeah.
And it's just looking more and more clear. Like, yeah. It's like, that's probably what happened here. Like,
Did you hear the other rumor about Spider-Man? How, like, Disney offered, like, $5 billion for the Spider-Man rights from Sony?
What?
Yeah, that was a rumor that was going around, like, a couple days ago, I think, earlier in the week.
I don't think they would have done that. That sounds weird.
I know, right? Because they paid, like, just as much for, like, the whole Star Wars thing or something right there. Yeah. Or for the whole Marvel universe.
No way they did that for one fucking character.
Maybe they want to, because there's a lot of characters in the Spider-Man universe.
And he is kind of the only recognizable flagship hero now that Iron Man and Captain America are gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one. Like, if you saw anybody to know it's Marvel, it's Spider-Man, Hulk, Wolverine. Hulk's taking the backseat. Wolverine ain't yet. Yeah. They need Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't know if it's true or not, or if there are any talks like that, but I think Disney has the money to do it, and it would be good. So, they just have everything in-house, so they don't got to worry about no bullshit, because... Sony could just be a dick for decades, for years to come, and we'll never have a, like, legit Spider-Man, because we're always going to be teetering on, like, he's going back to Sony, and then, now he's Sony property, you know? So they need to fix that.
You're right.
And they could just buy him out.
People do think that Marvel is planning to buy Sony, buy Marvel, either buy Spider-Man off of Sony or just buy Sony as a whole.
I think buying Sony as a whole would be scary.
Yeah, it's very.
And I don't think anyone's gonna, like, allow them to do that.
Yeah, they barely let them do the Fox thing. Yeah, so they probably won't let them do that.
Let them get away with most of it, and they got to sell out parts of it. Like, they had to sell out the sports part of.
Oh yeah, the that's Fox right. Thing. They couldn't have that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay, the other piece of news.
The rumor.
This is a rumor. It's sounding kind of solid, but it is a rumor. It's not confirmed by Marvel or Disney yet. But Captain America 4 supposedly is being worked on. It's another leak by Mikey Sutton, that same guy we talked about a few weeks ago, that like he always leaks good Marvel shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there will be a Captain America 4, and that it will be perpetuated by Falcon and Winter Soldier. The question as to whether it'll actually be Falcon or not is not clear,
mm-hmm.
but he says that Falcon will be Captain America.
So will we get old man Captain America, Chris Evans?
I think I feel like if there's a Captain America 4 movie, I feel like he'll definitely be in it. I don't think he'll be like fighting and shit, but I think he'll definitely have an important role in it,
mm-hmm.
or a cameo or something where it's like he's kind of like influencing shit in some way.
Now, I've heard like, you know, old man Captain America thrown around here and there. What's that story?
There's a lot of stories like that where Captain America ages.
Uh-huh.
The most famous one, I think, is Earth X, where it's way in the Marvel future and his super soldier serum starts to wear off.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts aging.
Yeah.
So he wants to use the last bit of it to do as much good as he can. Like, see, fucking does all this crazy, extreme Captain America shit.
Jumps out of airplanes and stuff like that?
Way worse than that, bro.
Oh, shit. Jumps out of a spaceship?
Jumps out of three airplanes, you know? Like, it's not one into another one, and he jumps out.
Oh, fuck.
No. But no, he just starts to become extreme and starts to, like, really try to make shit equal and just before he dies, you know, because you know he's about to die. And there's also an old man Cap story that I don't know much about, the more modern one, and I feel like that's probably what you're asking about. I don't know much about that one. But there is a more modern one.
I always imagine, like, Captain America old playing, like, the role of, like, Batman in Batman Beyond, or, like, what's his name? Bruce Wayne.
The man in the chair? The guy in the chair?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kind of imagine, in a way.
Wait, are you at all interested in the fact that they're going to be reenacting Batman Beyond with the voice of Batman as the old Batman? Like,
I didn't see enough Batman Beyond, though, so I can't...
But you get the idea, though, right?
Yeah.
So that voice is... That old white guy who does that voice of the old Batman in the chair?
Bruce Wayne,
and the original Batman? He's going to be the actor playing Bruce Wayne old.
That's weird, yeah.
And he's going to have the voice, you know what I mean?
But yeah, you have the right voice for it.
The face is going to be, like, unfamiliar to you, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Like,
this is weird.
It is weird.
But that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think we should just watch it just for fun and just be like, what the fuck? Like, trip out on it, like, stream it or something.
Cuckoo's in chat saying that he's thinking that they might bring back young Captain America when or if they reintroduce Red Skull.
So check this out. Here's a theory. If they wanted to bring back young Captain America, right? Sounds like it'd be hard or difficult or illogical, right? But do you remember the time that they pushed time through Scott? And not Scott through time?
Oh, shit.
That's all I'm going to say.
Dang.
They pointed that out. Hulk understood it.
Yeah.
Hulk caught it.
Yeah.
I could see old man Cap. They need him. Hulk's like, well, what if I just push time through Steve rather than Steve through time? Fucking down age.
Damn.
Young Captain America again. That's all I'm going to say. I think that's how it's going to happen.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But,
All those little things, they happen for a reason, you know?
That's what Marvel's all about. The little shit, bro.
Yeah, it's a fun little gag. But they can go back to that.
They could. Yeah. They could.
I'm still waiting for the freaking eye, Thor's eye, to come back into play somehow.
I think
the one that Rocket gave him.
Dude, we still got Guardians 3 and Love and Thunder. I think it could still come up. I think it is going to come up because, like, there's no way they're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, that needs to come back in some way.
I would love it if Rocket was a main character in Love and Thunder, by the way.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would have been fucking dope.
That'd be fun, actually, yeah.
All right. I think that's the end of my news, man.
All right, I got one more, too, then.
Oh, wait, I do have one more, but you go first.
All right, so my last piece of news. Splatoon does these concerts where they are like, you know, it's kind of like the gorillas, what the gorillas used to do.
Yeah, veiled concerts where you can't see.
Not a veil one, but like a 3D animated one where like there's glass or like fog and they're like, they look like they're actually there.
Oh, that's
But dope. It's just like projection, right? So that's the thing that they do, and the Squid Sisters come out, and recently they had Callie and Mari, you know, do their thing. So
wait, aren't Callie and Mari not around no more?
Oh, man, not Callie and Mari.
The other ones, the new ones, right?
Pearl and Marina.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So actually, here's a video of them fucking doing their thing right here. But this concert recently in Tokyo had a guest appearance at the very end, which I want to see this. Oh, how far at the end? Does it even happen? Oh, I don't think it's here.
The guest appearance?
Yeah. Anyway, this is the guest appearance. KK Slider.
Shut the fuck up.
From Animal Crossing.
KK Slider showed up at the end?
Yeah. And he played a cover of Splat Attack, which is one of the Splatoon songs from the first game. I need to hear it. I haven't watched it or heard it yet, but I need to check that out. But if anyone's into like the whole, you know, Nintendo concert shit, what they do with Splatoon and you love Animal Crossing, gotta go find his video. I need to go find it right now too.
Damn, I didn't know about that.
I hope KK gets a fucking concert like that too. That'd be sick.
Dude, the crowds will be huge.
Dude, I want to see Ice Cube come through, fucking do a fucking cover.
Dude, fucking actually do the little one verse of Today Is a Good Day with him.
Yeah.
That'd be so dope. Like, this little spotlight, he just raps it real quick, and it's the end of it.
Like, he's playing, KK playing the cruising song, all of a sudden, a beat drops to it, and Ice Cube comes through real quick, drops a verse.
Dope, bro. I'm so down.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, so that's the thing that happened. So yeah, like I said, check that out. Look for that. I need to look for it too.
Yeah, find it. Let's show it at the end of the show if we find it.
If I find it, yeah.
My last piece of news. Okay, at the National Association of Convenience Stores trade show, did you know there was a national...
CTS.
Yes. Did you know there was a National Association of Convenience Stores trades show?
No, but I'm kind of not surprised in some weird way.
Okay, well, this is the other email I sent you. But if you weren't privy to these trade shows, which I was not, there was a new flavor of a new soda introduced. And I only brought this news specifically for you, AJ.
Interesting.
Dr. Pepper cream soda and cream soda diet.
I'm not down for the diet one, but
no, nobody is.
Pepper and
nobody
cream
is.
Soda.
That's why I'm like, do you approve, AJ? This news is only specifically for you. Do you approve of a Dr. Pepper brand cream soda?
You know what? So Dr. Pepper, I believe, is owned by Coke in some way because.
Really?
Yeah, because you know those big Coke machines where you can like add different flavors and shit like that? Dr. Pepper's in there.
It's always in there.
It's always in there.
You're right.
And you can do flavors. So when I have those machines around, I do Dr. Pepper with vanilla and cherry, which is fucking awesome. That's what I get. This is cream soda. Barks make, like, I have all this fucking soda news.
I was like, dude, you got some fucking knowledge. You're breaking it down right now, dude.
I hate Barks.
Are you sure you've never been to this convention? I feel like you would be.
Barks root beer, I think, is also a Coke product. And they've done a cream soda, which I'm afraid to try because it's Barks. And I don't like Barks' freaking root beer.
It's really sweet.
I'm not even sure what it is. But if they're taking that cream soda and putting it to this Dr. Pepper, I'm kind of scared. I'm going to try it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to try this. And I'll have a final verdict at some point, but I don't have too many high hopes, but I do like Dr. Pepper, though.
Okay. I know you like Dr. Pepper. I know you like cream soda. That's why I wanted to bring this to your attention, you know, so you'll keep us abreast here at the...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I'll give you all the late breaking news on flavors of cream sodas. You know I have a cream soda track out there, so I'm just saying...
Dude, we might even have a fucking cream soda podcast coming out. Like.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's not a bad idea. Actually, I have 3 cream soda tracks.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
I thought
there
was just 2. There's 3?
There's 3. There's the original, there's the remix, and then there's the club mix.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which you have a verse on each of them.
I think I have a verse on the club mix for sure. That's right. Damn, all right.
But so, Dr. Pepper and cream soda. It's not cream soda, Dr. Pepper. It's Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
It's a tag team move.
Yeah, so they're like combining it together.
Hey, so now that Feige is in control of all this, I feel like he has the Odin force.
Damn.
He's like, this is Odin now, you know, making the rules for the universe and shit.
Imagine the Odin force, like, appears in some, like, human form and it's Feige.
And it's Feige actually in the movie and shit. Thor has to talk with Odin force before he can use it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, he's like, you're okay in the first movie. The second one was kind of weak. You know, they used comment on it.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm Focus Weeks. AJ, what you got planned?
Well, I'm going to look out for this cream soda Dr. Pepper shit first off.
Yeah.
Got to try that. I don't want to get it in a 2-liter bottle, though, because I'm afraid I'm not going to like it. And then
now, get the little one first.
So I got to find, like, a, you know, the little 20-ounce bottles or something like that. You know, the usuals, Soul and Tekken, got to do that. Stardew Valley. And read up on these comics, too. But nothing else too crazy planned.
Okay. For me, I'm going to definitely... I think I'm going to probably watch that Steven Universe movie after this. I haven't done it yet. I need to watch it. I hear it's epic. And someone just told me the new opening for the final season of Steven Universe is the song they play at the end of the movie. So I'm like, I can't even look at the new opening because I haven't seen the movie. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I'm so mad. So I think after this podcast, I'm going to watch Steven Universe, the movie. And then what else do I want to do? I want to see... that Brad Pitt Ad Astra movie, the space one, looks kind of creepy. And then lastly, the new X-Men comics coming out next week. I want that too. All right. Yeah, it's my Unfocused week.
Here's that video, by the way.
All right, we're going to close out with this, you guys. Unfocused.
I'm not going to close out with it because we haven't actually themed to close out. Oh, he's playing Splatoon. Total cake.
All right, guys. Enjoy this special performance by KK Slider.
And then we'll skip into the end credits.
The ending song. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Hear him.
Just a little trivia. So you hear how he's talking, right?
Yeah, it's fast as fuck.
So in America, when the characters are talking, it sounds fast. They're not really saying anything because all they're doing is reading each letter. So if they're saying hi to here, they're saying H-I-T-A-H-I-R. They say just really fast.
Oh, okay.
In Japanese, though, you don't have letters. You have characters. When they actually say the sounds of the letters, they're actually talking. So it works better in Japanese. So that's why it sounds like he's talking fast. It's because he's literally saying each character, but really fast.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because it's phonetical in Japanese. Okay.
Right, in America, though, with the English language, we don't get that coolness.
T-A-T-Z-B-R-T. Like, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what's cool, like, they always say my name because I'm AJ. He's like, AJ. So I was like, oh, cool. So
that's dope.
All right, let's continue this shit. I actually want to skip to where he's playing Splatoon shit.
Do it. So he did a warm-up show before he got to the cover.
Yeah. Oh, no, he just played the one song. Because I guess he just starts out with... Now you're playing with power. What the fuck?
Damn, that's a Nintendo Power reference, bro.
There, he's playing it now. I think that's just his channel.
Wasn't that a Power Glove? Oh, he's playing the Splatoon shit?
Yeah.
He intro'd with their shit, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's where it was. All right, that's all I want to
what
hear.
What up, guys? Like, that's fucking dope. I'm focused.
All right, yeah.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.